President Joe Biden is expected to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic when he does a cable television interview in Milwaukee tonight. As more people are vaccinated for the coronavirus, there's a growing focus on potential problems from variants or mutated versions of the virus. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us that Wisconsin researchers are trying to keep track of variants through studying genetic material in some human cells.
The state of Wisconsin reports about 12% of residents have been given at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. About 4% statewide have received the recommended two doses. Outside the Wisconsin Center vaccination site last week, a Milwaukee home health care worker, who gave her name as Sandy, said she had just gotten her booster shot. But she's still worried about news that variants of the coronavirus have been detected in Wisconsin and many other states.
Just because the first one scared the crap out of you. And yeah, that with a new variant on, that's really scary. And especially for people that work in the public setting, you know, I don't want to take no chances.
Sandy knows too well the dangers of the coronavirus. She says her mother died of COVID-19 in December. Another woman who received her vaccine booster shot last week, Milwaukee Public Schools occupational therapist Melissa Paquette, says she accepts the advice from health officials that getting vaccinated is a good way to reduce the risk of virus variants.
If we don't get vaccinated and we allow those variants to replicate with more bodies, more people, it's going to be worse. If there are more people who are vaccinated, that helps to decrease the amount of replications that happen.
Several labs in Wisconsin are keeping watch for virus variants. One lab at the UW-Madison has studied the genetic makeup of the virus from more than 3,000 infections, including from some positive tests in Milwaukee County. UW School of Medicine and Public Health professor David O'Connor says he and his colleagues are using what's called genome sequencing of cell DNA to try to keep ahead of variants that can spread more easily or be more transmissible.
So you then can prepare your systems for more cases, you can intensify your public health efforts, you can do all the things you would do if you knew that your virus was about to undergo a surge because of more transmissible viruses in your midst.
The debate is on nationally and internationally about needing to adjust the current vaccines to be more effective against variants. O'Connor says adjustments are likely to be made because some of the changes in the variants are occurring in areas of the virus typically attacked by the human disease-fighting immune system.
It also means that we need to intensify our efforts to bring the virus under control, not just here in the U.S., but globally.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard is Chief Medical Officer for Communicable Diseases at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. He says he supports the virus genome sequencing at the state labs.
We are trying to scale this up. We're actively seeking more funding, more supplies, more staff to do this because it's going to inform how we understand transmission of the novel variants in the future. So it's a very important tool that I think will become more important as time goes on.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill this month that would provide more federal dollars for genome sequencing. Tonight in Milwaukee, President Biden is expected to shed more light on his administration's plans for vaccines and variants. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.